VOA News via remote. I'm Laura Wimmen. French President Emmanuel Macron Sunday hosted a UN-backed international donors virtual conference, this to raise funds for Lebanon following a massive blast at the port of Beirut last week that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. U.S. President Donald Trump announced his participation in a tweet after he talked with Macron on Friday and the Lebanese counterpart, the president of the country of Lebanon, tweeting, Trump tweeted, everyone wants to help. In the meantime, the U.S. has delivered emergency aid to Lebanon, starting with food, water, and medical supplies, and pledged more than $17 million in disaster aid for the country. In other developments, Lebanese security forces fired tear gas over the weekend at thousands of demonstrators who gathered in Beirut's main square to protest what they call the government's widespread corruption and mismanagement. Demonstrators also stormed government buildings and set up symbolic nooses for politicians while chanting, quote, the people want the fall of the regime. Lebanon's prime minister said Friday he will draft legislation calling for early elections. And the United States tops 5 million coronavirus cases Sunday, according to numbers by Johns Hopkins University. Globally, COVID-19-related deaths have now risen to over 727,000. It's more than 162,000 in the U.S. right now. And Brazil has become the only country outside the U.S. with a death toll of at least 100,000. Mexico is now the country with the third largest number of deaths, outpacing hard-hit nations, including the United Kingdom, Italy, France, and Spain. The 19.6 million people have been infected globally, with the U.S., Brazil, and India far ahead. This is VOA News. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is in Taiwan Sunday, leading a U.S. delegation for a three-day visit during which he will meet Taiwan's president. This is the highest-level visit by an American official since the break in diplomatic relations between Washington and Taipei in 1979. The visit comes as relations between the United States and China have plunged to historic lows. China objects to official contact between the U.S. and Taiwan, which it claims as its own territory, while the Taiwanese president has strongly advocated Taiwan's recognition as a sovereign nation. Last week, China described Azar's visit as a threat to, quote, peace and stability, end quote, while its defense minister warned against dangerous moves by Washington. Washington has said the Taiwan trip is an opportunity to learn from the island's success story in its fight against the coronavirus pandemic and to acknowledge its progressive values. Taiwan has recorded fewer than 500 COVID-19 cases and just 7 deaths. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani Sunday announced the release of a last batch of 400 Taliban prisoners, clearing the way for an early start to a U.S. brokered peace dialogue with the Islamist insurgency. Ghani's decision came after a government-sponsored grand public assembly advised him to free the prisoners as part of the landmark deal between the Taliban and the United States, aimed at ending more than 2 decades of deadly Afghan war. The pact agreed to last February called for the release of 5,000 insurgent prisoners in exchange for 1,000 Afghan security personnel that the Taliban was holding captive. The insurgents have already freed all their prisoners that they were due to release. The president released all but 400 Taliban detainees and convened the three-day assembly Friday to seek its advice, saying he was not legally empowered to pardon the prisoners because they have been convicted of serious crimes. At the end of their deliberations today, the Afghan Public Assembly of more than 3,000 delegates urged the president to release the final prisoners. And U.S. President Donald Trump has issued executive orders to revive an expired unemployment benefit and defer some payroll taxes, contending he must act because Democrats and Republicans working together have failed to agree on a new coronavirus relief package. Democrats dismissed Trump's orders of falling short of what the people need in the face of the pandemic. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laura Lerman in Washington.